Wrexley. This week, the Chamber of Deputies struck down a bill amendment that would have banned smoking in Czech restaurants. Opponents of tobacco vow to continue their push to clear the air inside the country's eateries. However, it seems a small number of cafes and restaurants have beaten them to the punch. These establishments are completely smoke-free, which is perhaps a risky policy, since figures from the Czech Statistical Office show cigarette consumption has risen every year from 2001 to 2004, the last year available. Brian, how this policy affects their business.
Just off Rushlova Street by Charles Square in Prague's new town, Strudanka is a quaint cafe where older ladies talk over cups of tea and pastries. Gentle music is in the air, and so is the warm aroma of fresh espresso. What's noticeably absent is cigarette smoke. Strudanka is part of a small but growing minority of restaurants, cafes, and other eateries that are completely smoke-free, even though some estimates say that every third Czech above the age of 15 smokes. According to the anti-smoking website Dokushta.cz, only 148 such establishments exist in the entire Czech Republic. Among the thousands of eateries in Prague, Strudanka is one of only 27 that prohibit smoking. Antonin Rosipal, the owner of Strudanka, says the policy does reduce the number of customers who come in.
I know that some people enter this space, and when they ascertain that it's a non-smoking area, they leave it immediately. Only a few people are willing to give up the pleasure to have cigarette with coffee.
Despite the limit of potential business, Strudanka is more than 7 years old and has a loyal base of regular customers. Most of the people who do turn their back on the restaurant, Mr. Rosipal says, are tourists. A non-smoker himself, Mr. Rosipal says the benefits of a smoke-free restaurant outweigh the risk of a lost business.
The non-smoking area has a lot of advantages. It's much more clearer for many our guests, more comfortable because a lot of smoke is in the streets, a lot of air pollution we can meet practically everywhere. They are sometimes very disgusted with the dust and noise, so I try to keep here quiet and clear atmosphere. That means non-smoking.
A few tram stops away at Vodichkova, the atmosphere at Fusion Cafe is quite different. The cafe focuses on takeout drinks and food, so while some businessmen linger over laptops, most customers are in and out quickly. One thing it does have in common with Strudanka, however, is clean air. Fusion also forbids smoking. Co-founder Bronislav Bubalek says the ban lets his restaurant appeal to a niche market of non-smoking customers that most cafes are ignoring.
We provide other or different environment, so we are not interested in customers who would smoke here. So there are loads of customers who are non-smokers, and even smokers do come.
Rather than alienating customers, Mr. Bubalek believes non-smoking restaurants are the next big thing in Europe. He cites smoking bans in Ireland and Italy as examples of a growing trend against tobacco use inside eateries. Certainly, he hopes the idea catches on here. He and his partners plan to open 4 more fusion cafes in Prague within the next 12 months. All of them, he adds, will be smoke-free.
We want people to enjoy our products as is coffee and sandwiches fully, which means that they can also taste and smell the coffee and sandwiches, so the smoke won't kill the taste of the coffee. Smokers don't like it much, and non-smokers love it.
Bronislav Bubilek there, talking to Radio Prague's Brian Sabin.